You could go ahead and start your videos if you like.
Dwayne, you gotta restart yours.
No, I'm, I mean, my.
Costa stopped it. You can't.
Where's that start video? You cannot start the video because the host is disabled.
You should be able to.
I hit the start video and it says you cannot start because the host is disabled.
Okay, and they'll try.
Same thing.
Can you? Oh, sorry.
It says I'm a participant, but it just has the video is off.
All right, I'm turning them on now, see if you can. Can you now?
Yes, okay.
We may need to take care of Ms. Weed.
Let this be, there we go.
I don't know how to do everybody.
Did I not click her? Okay, now try. Okay.
Can you go on again?
Okay, can I start music?
Can you start?
Yes.
And calling the meeting to order, the May 13th Town Council meeting to order. First item of business is the Pledge of Allegiance. After that, Mr. Watts will lead us in the invocation. If you feel uncomfortable during the invocation, you may leave if you wish to leave. And then after that, Ms. Carter will get you and retrieve you back. So Phil, I'll thank you for leaving.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together tonight and give you all. We ask that you guide us in our business, with the town's business, the people's business, Lord. Lord, we pray for those that are sick, those that couldn't be with us for various reasons. Lord, we hope that the public's listening by YouTube or watching. And Lord, we just ask you guide us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Next item on the agenda is the public hearing where we continue the public hearing for the budget. So staff is now recommending that we adopt it on the 10th because we extended the public hearing. Ms. Carter, do we have anybody that wish to speak during the public hearing?
No, sir. We have not had anyone register to speak.
Okay. We will wait a minute or so to see if, I don't know if anybody can call in or hit you a quick email if they want to. I know you could set a time frame, but for the public
And I have not received any emails or calls about speaking. And just for council's information, the finance committee is meeting next Wednesday night at 5:15. So, and we're going to review updated budget numbers at that point. Just in general, the water fund and the wastewater funds, all funds are really looking fine in terms of projections, with the exception of the general fund. The general fund, because it is heavily reliant on meals tax and business license revenue, staff is projecting a 40% decrease in fiscal year 21 for business license and meals tax revenue. That is a bigger decrease than what most localities are projecting, but given what we're seeing, Ms. Wright and I are pretty comfortable that that's not way out of the ballpark. What that meant in terms of our overall general fund revenue numbers and what that did to our budget is we had about a $380,000 hole in the budget when we changed those projections. Staff has worked through the numbers. We have eliminated a couple part-time positions in the draft budget. I don't know if that's where we'll end up after we work with council. We've eliminated the raises. We've cut back on some of the donations and training and gone back to several old numbers on budget figures. We're right now at $255,000 on the whole. That's eliminating all our capital improvement funding next year. So we still have decisions to make. The positive part is, as I've told council before, we're in a very good position in terms of our reserves. We did just cash in a CD from Carter Bank a few weeks ago. That was for $329,000. So without any further kind of extra things that we would have to do or cutting staff, we're able to balance the budget from our reserves that are ready reserves. So we just need to start to have those conversations. I anticipate the Finance Committee will get those spreadsheets this week yet. I'm going to try to get those printed out in a decent format for them to review. And then we'll have a meeting next Wednesday. And then very quickly after that meeting, I'm going to get the rest of council a full proposed budget that has all the background information updated.
Okay. Nobody has emailed in or anything like that?
No, sir.
Okay, I will close the public hearing and we will vote and we'll have all the information and discuss on June 10th. I was just waiting a second to make sure that make sure the delay somebody didn't at the last second. Okay, next item, citizens' comments. Ms. Carter, do we have any citizens' comments that we're sitting
in? No, sir.
Okay. Next item is the consent agenda. Does anybody have any corrections or things in reference to the agenda from last month? There being none, may I have a motion to accept?
I make a motion that we accept the minutes as presented.
I have a motion from Ms. Carton. May I have a second?
I'll second.
A second from Mr. Bunch. Once again, all votes will be roll call. Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
And Ms. Whitman?
Aye.
5-0-0. Next item. In your agendas, the staff reports. There's any questions on the staff report, and I'm sure Ms. Carter could answer them. You all have them attached. We can hold on 1 second. Could you text Mr. Berry the password that I've got? I don't want to hear it on the radio. Here's the cell phone. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. No further questions about the staff reports.
I do have something. I don't know if this is nasty.
Is it in reference to one of the staff reports?
Yes, the clerk of council.
Okay.
It's something regarding a request I made, and I was wanting to know if I could have an explanation of it, please.
Okay.
It's regarding a FOIA request. And the amount that I was charged.
Okay, that will be, you will bring that up in council comments, because this is something from on her monthly report. If you have any questions on her monthly report, you can bring that up during when you have your comments. You can bring up
that. Well, on her report, were the FOIA requests, by chance? Is that what you're saying? Wait, even though it's listed here, maybe?
Wait until and then we'll go from there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
Sure.
All right. Anything else from the staff reports? All right. Council reports. Finance, you've not met. You will meet next Wednesday, correct?
Correct. So no meetings, nothing to report.
Okay.
Excuse me, I have a question for the Finance Committee, please.
Okay.
Is now the time to ask?
Yes, ma'am.
I tried to get information regarding deleted emails, and I believe it was in on September 25th. These are all the emails and the memos. On September 23rd, as well as on October 6th, the Finance Committee reported that the town needed to look at its IT provider, and I am quoting from the video, and I believe everyone received this request from me, because all of my emails are copied to each one of you. And it said that the computer backing up the email was not archiving it. If anyone deleted their emails, they were harmed. You further stated that this is a huge issue for the town. You also stated that the town believed they were taken care of, but in fact the town was not. Ms. Carter was directed by the Finance Committee to write the IT provider a letter to find out how to rectify its financial reimbursement. And I believe you also stated that many dollars were paid to them and the town was not protected. Now again, that was on October 6th. And please, as I said here, please refer to the audio to make sure I quoted everything correctly. And I guess Mr. Watts, you were on that Finance Committee.
Yes.
And then I also, and then on September 29th, going back a little bit, the staff updated the committee regarding concerns with email storage and handling by the town's IT provider. I was asking when were they originally made this issue. I was given a name of the IT company who was working on setting up the computer system at the new police department. And if not mistaken, I was also told that the same IT company that did not archive was the same company that did not archive the deleted emails. And if I'm not mistaken, they were, litigation holds. So I never got answers. And I'm just curious, may I get an update? Because I believe we have IT on our...
So what is your question?
My question is, how was it resolved? I never got a report or an answer.
Ms. Carter?
How much was done? Who was the contact person? What was the name of the company?
The name of the company is AntWorks, and we have had extended conversations with AntWorks, and they have admitted that the issue was their issue, and they have rectified it by offering us some free services to make up kind of the financial part of it. The biggest thing we wanted to make clear was that the harm was not from anything that was not done on the town side.
Whose emails were deleted?
I would have no way of knowing.
Were my emails deleted?
I would have no way of knowing. That was the whole challenge. So typically what we try to do in all local governments, because of FOIA requests, we try to set up email accounts so that it's, even if you deleted something, it is still retained in a separate file. And when the email accounts were set up for the town, I mean, I've got all the documentation that shows that staff that was here at the time had appropriately conveyed to our provider that that was supposed to be done. They had done that for accounts that they had archived. So Mr. Hobbs's account, for example, had been appropriately archived with the hold on it. But as new accounts were set up, they were not included. So then we ended up with a situation where we were concerned that there were emails that had been deleted. We would have no way of knowing what had been or had not been, because there was not the appropriate holds on them.
Has anyone here had their emails deleted?
I would have no way of knowing that.
Would they?
No, I don't. We both can't give them the server. I mean, we don't know.
No. Well, I kept all the copies, so I'm glad I have them. All the hard copies. I'm old school.
I
call them Xerox copies. Yes, thank you very much.
All right. Ms. Ogden?
No meeting, no report.
All right, Mr. Watts.
Yes, we have two items to bring up. Recommendations from committee, actually. The first one is on our slip lining project. Our engineer has had to, because Jack was here previously and everything wouldn't be necessary to stake out, have a company, outside company stake out the lines and the areas that we're going to be working on. But he needs a construction stakeout service, which adds $8,500 to the total slip line engineering contract to provide for a surveyor to stake the location for the rehab versus replacement prior to construction starting. So this is a modification to the contract for the engineering contract. And it has to be done, or they don't know where they're going to be working. So the committee's recommending the council approve $8,500 for the stakeout services from the engineer.
Okay, that's coming from committee, so that is the motion and second. Do we have any discussion?
I have a question.
Yeah, thank you.
So when we're doing this contract, why was that overlooked? Are we moving it?
It wasn't.
To a different location? Is that a bad location? I was just curious.
No, because Jack knew all that information. And
we weren't, we need a side people to do it. We could do it.
We need somebody to do it before.
Oh, I see.
Jack was here. That's how long this process has been.
This is the same issue we had with doing the construction inspection. At the time we originally did the engineering contract for this project, the construction inspection was going to be performed in-house by Tom Ford, and then also by a part-time employee that we have that I don't know his name.
Greg.
A previous employee that we had that we were going to have on retainer part-time.
Oh, Greg.
There you go. I knew they would know. And so we had, in terms of on staff, folks that had long-term been involved in this project and had been there during the camera operation of the lines, that had been there during the construction of a lot of these lines, and we were paying for that on staff. We have changed our staffing configuration. We no longer have a director of public utilities. We don't have that inspector part-time anymore, so what we're doing is we're contracting that out to the engineering firm. Overall, the costs of this haven't really changed. It's where they're coming out of. So instead of coming out of our personnel costs, this is something that we are sending out for contract with the engineering firm. You really need to have the construction stakeout, because that's where you're going to have somebody say on the plans, this is the section of pipe that is being rehabilitated, this is the section of pipe that is being replaced.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, thank you. I
was wondering the same thing.
Okay, no further questions. But Ms. Wheaton?
Yes. Any questions, Jane?
No, vote.
Yes, aye. I agree.
Okay. Ms. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Blush?
Aye.
Ms. Carter?
Aye.
And Ms. Hall?
Aye.
5-0-0. Your next one there, Ms.
Next
Watts.
One we have is, as everybody knows, Ms. Carter signed off on the bid awards for the slip lining project in order to meet the deadlines for bid. The committee is recommending the council ratify her signing of that bid award, and to empower her to sign all contracts for the two bids for construction as they come up.
Okay.
Understand?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's coming from the committee once again. Is there any discussion? No discussion. We'll call for the vote. Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Mr. Bunch?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton?
Abstain.
Okay, 4-0-1. Next item, discussion items. Ms. Carter, the request from IRON.
Did you want an update on the IDA?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I overlooked that. The IDA, the meeting, the minutes were attached. did anybody have any questions from the minutes?
The biggest thing I would just want council to know is we did take an engineering proposal from Draper Aiden to do all the engineering services at Brockman to do all the improvements. So figure out stormwater facilities, to determine all the grading plans, to do all the due diligence for endangered species and wetlands determinations and all of that. The total cost for that, for the overall industrial park, is around $160,000. Back before all of this happened with COVID, and we were looking at what the IDA had in their actual account, so their reserves were around $400,000, this was something that to them was an easy thing to think about doing. Of course, as I'm presenting this to them now, they're very concerned about whether or not the town may need some of those reserves for other purposes. Their instruction to staff was to proceed with working with our regional partners to see if we can get grant money through Go Virginia. I did have a conference call this morning with Draper Aiden and with Megan Lucas with LRDA to see if we can start working on putting together a package for a Go Virginia grant. Because of the coronavirus issues, Go Virginia is actually right now, it's usually a one-for-one match, so if it's a $150,000 project, they pay $75,000, we pay $75,000, they're actually doing a two-for-one right now. Additionally, because of the LRBA project that they did some due diligence work for us at Brockman, that cost, because it's within the last 36 months, can be counted as part of our out-of-pocket costs, even though we didn't directly pay it. The region did, and LRBA would be one of the partners on the grant project. So the hope is that we could actually get all of that $160,000 worth of engineering work done for more like $25,000. And if that's the case, I think, you know, the level of lift that we have in terms of our finances, that it would make it much more enticing. From staff's perspective, weren't able to do the LRBA part, but it was still a $50,000 or $60,000 project, that's a tremendous amount of work for a much smaller price. So I will keep council updated on that. At the point before, obviously, that application gets submitted, I will need a resolution from council. It is possible that we're going to be heading up against the deadline, so we may have to do some tweaking in terms of whether it's an emergency video meeting or something like that, just to get a resolution on that. But I'll keep y'all informed as we go forward with the process.
Okay. Any questions on that? All right, now, Iron Lives.
The Iron Lives group did postpone the Iron 5K. Of course, this is a long-running event. I believe this was their 10th annual one this year, and they're looking to change it to October 4th. The town does, Ms. Hunt takes care of getting all that paperwork done for the street closures, and they're just looking for the endorsement from council for their change from April 19th to October 4th.
Okay. Well, I will accept the motion to support Iron Lives for the change from the 19th to October.
I'll make that motion.
A motion from Mr. Watts. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Second, Ms. Ogden. Okay, Ms. Wheaton.
Yes.
Mr. Watts.
Aye.
Mr. Butch.
Aye.
And Ms. Parker.
Aye.
And Ms. Ogden.
Aye.
MOU with the Amherst County School Board, Ms. Carr.
As you all remember, we did have a conversation quite some time ago about working with the school board about being allowed to use what is our current sewer right-of-way that runs between the park property and South Main Street on Amherst County High School's property for a trail. And, you know, we had a great interaction with the school board. I went to their strategic planning meeting last year, and the school board staff kept that going. Mr. Berry wrote up the MOU, and the school board has voted to approve the MOU. The MOU is in your packet, and all I'm looking for is a motion from council to accept that MOU, and then the mayor can sign off on it, and then that's something we can work on, making that trail usable for folks. It's a great trail connection, and if you walk between the park and the high school, it's about 6/10 of a mile, and it's really attractive property right along the creek.
Okay. With that, I will entertain a motion to sign the MOU.
I'll make that motion to have that MOU signed.
I have a motion from Ms. Carr. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
A second from Ms. Ogden. Any discussion? Any discussion? Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Ms. Carter?
Aye.
Ms. Blunt?
Aye.
Ms. Watts? And Ms. Wheaton?
I'll abstain, please.
401. Ms. Carter, second stage request.
I really miss having all the rest of staff here, so y'all just have to care for me. Second stage, of course, has had a partnership with the town and with the Virginia Commission for the Arts for a few years now, where they get matching funds from the town and VCA to be able to put on programs. Their planned program in this current fiscal year was to do a children's movie event similar to what they had done in the previous fiscal year. They were looking to partner with the middle school, and it was taking them longer than what they had anticipated to be able to get all the partnerships together and get it worked through the school system's calendar. About the time they were working out the details for all of that, everything hit with Corona, and they were unable to get the school partnership off the ground. So they were able to kind of do some things that were a family movie night, but the complete program that they had planned to do, they were unable to. We've had a long-running policy in the town that for our community partners, we do require receipts, and we require the expenditures to be connected to what their application was during the budgeting process. as the manager, I felt very comfortable with the idea of we could, you know, the difference between a family movie versus a children's movie is still very close. That was not a concern to me. But even with those expenses, they were going to be left with a portion of the money they were going to be unable to claim from this fiscal year. They want to see if council will give them a pass to be able to claim that money this fiscal year so that they can, you know, really to help them just continue as an organization. What I had asked them to do then is to write you a letter explaining that. I've given some additional details to the Finance Committee just to make sure they didn't have questions as the committee that manages, you know, some of those budgetary requests. And I'm really just looking for direction from council as to whether you would like to reimburse them the full amount of their amount in this fiscal year budget or just what they have receipts for.
Well, I'm going to throw this to Ms. Carton as being the chairman of the chairperson of the Finance Committee. I would like her perspective from them.
If you would like to make a recommendation based, well, I mean, a recommendation council from the committee, I'm with you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Mr. Mayor. when the Finance Committee heard this request, we did take some time to think about it. We conversed over emails. As far as the Finance Committee, our stance is we have a policy in place, and that policy is for receipts, and we need receipts for reimbursement. Also, we realize when the budget comes around every year, the organizations that ask for funding from the town for help give us a reason why they want the funding. Since that reason is no longer on the table and will not be able to take place because of the COVID-19 issue, it's our recommendation from the Finance Committee that the rest of the funds will not be given to Second Stage. Let me please note that we are all feeling the effects of COVID-19, and I'm sorry to say that this year we've just had to acclimate and make changes where necessary. That doesn't mean that it's going to happen forever, but we all need to understand that we're all experiencing the squeeze and the economic pullback of the situation. And if I could say something to Second Stage, it would be, you know, I'm very sorry that this has happened, but in this instance, we're not going to be able to give you money for expenditures that are beyond what you've asked for, the reason why you asked for. That's our recommendation from the Finance Committee. So.
Okay, so we have a recommendation for that, that the case goes second also. Is there any further discussion? Being no further discussion, we'll call for the vote. Ms. Ogden. The vote would be yes to accept the recommendation from the Finance Committee, or no, do not accept the recommendation from the Finance Committee.
I just wanted to clarify. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Aye.
Okay, Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Mr. Bunch?
Yes.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
500. Ms. Carter? Going back at you.
We have been approached, and I hope you saw in your packet, it's a little bit of a mess, but we've been approached by a surveyor, local surveyor, Tase Crowder, who is trying to address, let me see if I can pull this up real quick, who's trying to address some property issues for a landowner. This is the messy, messy survey up on your screens right now. And the town owns this piece of property. It's approximately 1 acre, and it is between Whitehead and Maple. And that property was originally a pump station piece of property, and a main trunk line for the sewer system goes through it, and we've also got a pretty significant water line that goes through it. The pump station is no longer there, so we really have no need for the property. There is an adjacent property owner who is interested in purchasing it. Additionally, we have issues with the property with all kinds of boundary problems. So this is one of those old plats. The original survey was, you know, there weren't pins for all the original survey. There's a lot of gaps between what the deed lines were and what additional surveys have shown after that. Since the town has no good use for this property any longer, I would like to ask council to set a public hearing for 2 months from now, because it will take a little bit of time to work out the details. Obviously, I'll have to work with Mr. Berry on the aspects of selling this. We'll have to come up with what is a fair price. I don't think the land is worth a lot of money because of the fact that it has no road frontage. We additionally will need to address the property line issues. So however this gets done, we're going to have to accommodate the different property owners and the surveys that have been showing different lines. But I just think this is one of those things we should clean up. It's no matter what happens, there's going to have to be some resolution on what this property configuration is. And if we don't have a purpose for the property, my recommendation would be to go ahead and sell it to someone else who will maintain it. Currently, we have staff go out and bush hog this probably about 3 times a year. But somebody who actually uses it as their yard would probably mow it much more frequently than that. So rather than looking to the June meeting, I would ask council to set a public hearing for the July meeting for the purpose of selling this property and with the idea that we're going to have the details put together by then.
Okay. So I will ask for a motion to set the public hearing in reference to sale of this in July.
All right, I'll make a motion.
I have a motion from Mr. Watts. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Ms. Carter. Is there any discussion or any questions from Ms. Carter at this time? Being none, vote. Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Ms. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Carter?
Aye.
And Ms. Hodges?
Aye.
500. Next one is set a public hearing for a sign ordinance amendment to allow works of art. Ms. Carter?
Yes, this is one that I really am looking for council to give me some direction. And that council has gotten an email about this, but just I'm curious to see where council is on it. We have received a request from the Amherst County Chamber of Commerce. They would like to put up one of the Virginia Love signs at the visitor center. And in our sign ordinance currently, we do not have any provision which would allow this to go up. It's outside of what, you know, would be allowed by square footage. It's not necessarily, I mean, it's not commercial language, but we don't have an exemption for that. So when we had, for example, the mural, the Monacan Indian mural on the side of the Commissioner of Revenues building, that was something that we really just didn't treat it as a sign. There's no commercial message. It's on the side of a building. It's paint. It's not a structure. I don't think there's any way we can look at the love sign, which is going to have a concrete base. It is, I mean, it's structurally a sign. It is a structure that will have to have some kind of permit associated with it. We'll probably have a zoning permit and a building permit because of what it entails. So we need to be able to address somehow that type of structure if we want to allow it within town. And I also think with the idea of the murals, I think there are going to be other folks that want to be able to do different things that are works of art. And this goes back to even when there were the decorated parking meters. We don't have a provision for works of art. This is a pretty common exemption in sign ordinances. I've looked at several of them that have community feature exemptions, that have works of art exemptions, things that are of that nature. And the Chamber of Commerce is hoping to get this done as soon as possible. I've come up with language, I've included the language in your packet, I've sent it to the Planning Commission. I've only gotten 2 responses from the Planning Commission. I had one Planning Commissioner go, yes, let's get this done right now, go ahead and set a public hearing for us and we'll just have it next month and we can double advertise this and go on. And I had another Planning Commissioner say, we need time to talk about this. I'm very concerned about it. And they don't want to have a public hearing set. Chamber of Commerce would like this done quickly. I need some input from council about this, your comfort level with this and the speed you'd like this to proceed. Obviously, you have an applicant who wants this to happen very quickly. If you're not comfortable with that, then the answer is, I don't need you to set a public hearing now. I'll wait and go through the Planning Commission and run it through at their speed and come back to you. But if you would like to work with the Chamber of Commerce and get this done quickly, then we should go ahead and set a public hearing, and I will convey that back to the Planning Commission.
Okay, Ms. Carton.
My personal opinion is I would like to see this vetted through the Planning Commission. That's why we have them. I would like for them to chew on this issue a little bit and give it some thought before it comes to us, because I know I have some things that I have in my brain that I would like the Planning Commission to.
I feel the same way as Ms. Carter does. I would add that I'm a little concerned with the wording work of art. I mean, that can be very broad meaning. That's really all I could add.
Anybody else? Because I'm thinking we have a consensus here that we can.
That's fine.
If nobody else, I would just ask for a consensus from council that it go to the planning commission, let them chew on it, let them vet it, and then send it back to us. Is that agreeable to council?
Agreeable.
Okay. All right. Moving on, this is definitely the Sarah Carter Show. Appointments to the board.
We have multiple reappointments and vacancies that are coming up at the end of June. So, and Ms. Hunt's report has highlighted those for you. June Driscoll on the Planning Commission, Glenda Hash and Manley Rucker on the Property Maintenance Board have indicated they're willing to continue to serve. You can appoint them as a group and finish those. Gary Mays on the Board of Zoning Appeals does not wish to serve again. That leaves two vacancies on the Board of Zoning Appeals. We really do desperately need to find a couple of people to serve on the Board of Zoning Appeals. And then we also have one upcoming vacancy on the IDA, Jack Bailey's spot. We have not heard from Mr. Bailey about whether he's willing to serve again or not. So we'll be bringing that back up to you in June. But I think the biggest thing is if there are folks that you know who would be willing to serve on the Board of Zoning Appeals, we would need to get those in, try to get those done in June, I would hope. But we're looking for a motion to do a group reappointment for the three that are willing to serve tonight.
Okay, I'll accept a motion to accept the three that are willing to continue to serve our town. So a motion from Mr. Bunch, I have a second.
A second.
Second from Mr. Watts. Is there any further discussion? Number being, call for a vote. Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Ms. Bunch?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
And the final is, I guess we just go with consensus. I take it Mr. McCormick is still chewing over his proposal.
I have not gotten any further update from him. I will tell council that we have done the water hookup to the mill, and there is definite construction activity going on there.
Yeah, they tore down a couple of buildings. I was down there the other day, not at the mill, but looking at another place that has been having some graffiti. With the police department, and so I saw that they tore down a couple buildings and they're moving quickly at the mill. It's like it's caught on fire and it's moving fast. They've lit up. So, once again, I will just take a consensus that we continue this on until Mr. McCormick comes back and approaches the building. Okay? Next item, matters from staff. Well, Ms. Carter, do you have any matters from staff that did any of the other staff?
No, I do not. We will be welcoming Ms. Wright back from maternity leave next week. We're excited to have her back.
Mr. Barry, we have a question about your report. You have anything, sir?
Just sorry I couldn't be here at 7. I tried to handle it remotely.
We understand.
Technical difficulties. I apologize.
No. I just should have followed up originally. My apologies.
Okay, and since you're here, you, Ms.
I have nothing more.
You have nothing. Okay. Well, I'll speak on behalf of myself. I really appreciate the dedication that you're putting in, trying to get work, because I know this is all new to all of us, and we really appreciate, you know. Especially now, I appreciate you working diligently trying to teach us old dogs some new tricks.
Absolutely. Nice job,
Eleanor. So I would like to really thank you for that. Okay, matters from council. Ms. Wheaton.
Two things. If I'm not mistaken, for town residents who are interested in running for council, the deadline to register is June 9th, 2020 at 7 p.m. And I believe to make sure that information is accurate, you can contact the registrar's office. And I have a question. How many seats are on council that will be up for re-election this year?
This year? Three.
Which seats are those?
Mr. Bunch, Ms. Carton, and Ms. Ogden. Okay.
And I noticed May 9, 2018, at that council meeting, that was announced. So I didn't hear it, so I thought I'd just bring that to everyone's attention. Secondly is I was asked to do homework regarding the provision of our town charter. Thanks, Ms. Carlton, for sending me that information regarding the information. So I started by trying to request information about the process, and in order to do so with a FOIA request from town, I was going to have to pay for 12 hours at a rate of $74.81, totaling $897.72 as an estimate. I could not pay that, so I did not follow through with that. I did notice there were two other FOIA requests. One was for 5 hours at $29.17, a total of $145.85. And another FOIA request in the same month of August of 2019. They wanted information, this person, and it looked like it would exceed $200 for staff time and copy costs to take, you know, to do those things. And they were thinking it was going to take 100 hours with an hourly rate here of $29.17. And they were looking at a deposit of $29.17 to get it done. So I wish I had that kind of money to get enough information, but I don't. And so I have a question about that while I'm on this. Who collects the money? Where does the money go when you collect the FOIA request? If they pay it, where's
The money that is, so by FOIA law, you are allowed to charge for the cost of fulfilling a FOIA request. So town policy is that we don't charge if we believe the request is going to take less than about 30 minutes. We'll just fulfill the request. But we do charge time, which you're allowed to do under law, for the cost of fulfilling the request. That money just goes back into the town budget to cover those personnel costs.
Why was I charged, almost $80? Everyone else, the amount was 74. And everyone else was 29.
So the law states that the least expensive staff person who is able to fulfill a particular request will do so. So where there are requests that are just filled by Ms. Hunt, you would get Ms. Hunt's hourly rate. Where there are requests that I need to look at, they're going to have to pay my hourly rate. So it just, it is the nature of the request and what information has already been gathered that determines what the cost of the request is.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So anyway, I went ahead and Mayor Togo, you asked me to do homework.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that entails, so I'll present what I have. Or do you want to ask me questions specifically to that?
Well, basically, if you're satisfied with whatever you felt, and I got this note, you just need to make a motion.
Well, okay.
You can make a motion as a second in this discussion, too.
Okay, well, I will start off with, I would like to make a motion, is this correct, to, from council for the removal of the provision in our town charter that allows for 2/3 of a vote to remove a council member. And I would like to add that I would need the help of council to word it properly, to work out the details, and discuss if we want to eliminate it totally, or have a certain vote, and if you do, let the community know what's going on. So that's my motion, but I need to have a tweak by you. I would like to remove the...
You want to remove that, so that would be your motion.
Correct.
So your motion is to remove it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a lot of second discussion. Okay, now, discussion, does anybody, Ms. Wheaton said she has done some homework and says she'd be willing to ask some questions. Does anybody have any questions or what she's...
Yeah, Ms. Wheaton, can you give us a little bit of a report of what your research came up with? Mm-hmm. I would like to hear what your research has produced.
I guess it's mostly the public, the community. All of these articles in this paper, newspapers, Rota paper, Lynchburg paper, English paper, I think there were over 30 of them, editorials, letters to the editor. The NPR, All Things Considered, had an article about it. Countless amounts of comments on social media, in addition to TV news reports. And as Ms. Hubbard, I'll quote her, was a town resident. She was quoted saying the charter of our town should not permit a small group to override the will of the voters. I believe the provision in our town charter as it stands, allowing removal of a council member with two-thirds of a vote, subverts the will of our voters, our democratic government. And so I don't see a need for it to be there. I think we should remove it, or to enumerate the grounds upon which such a decision should be made, be given to the public for their information. So all of that needs to be tweaked.
So did you find out if there was any others that had the same provision?
No, I did not.
Okay, because
there may be others, I do not know.
Well, Virginia, Constitution of Virginia has the same provision.
And Constitution of the United States.
There was 11 other towns that had the same provision also.
Well, I'm not worried about the other towns. I'm worried about my
town. Well, I know, but I mean, I'm just saying. Okay.
I'm speaking to my voters, our community. Okay. It's not acceptable. We need to, I believe, change it.
All right. Does anybody else have any other questions? No other questions? We'll call for the vote for Ms. Wheaton's motion.
And may I add one more thing?
Okay.
We're dealing with the principle of the matter, the power to overturn an election. And state code states council has to request a charter change from the General Assembly to do so. The last time this council made a request was in 2018 when the state signed off on a charter change to make council election seats staggered 4-year terms rather than 2-year terms. And as I stated before, we're all sitting here. I'm sitting here for 4 years, Mr. Watts is as well. And I think there are 3 other seats up that may have the same benefit. And it's an honor to serve our community. And I think this time we need to honor our community by listening to their request and all these countless forms to work on this provision.
So a newspaper article is a request by a citizen.
Pardon me?
A newspaper article is a request by a citizen.
I think if you go back and look at all of your reports, you know this is not a really. I mean, what is it all saying? Democracy dies in darkness. We need to work on it. I mean, why wouldn't we?
Why would the United States Constitution have a provision for it? Why would the Virginia Constitution have that provision? I mean, it's certainly not unconstitutional. You can't call it that.
Do you think it's the right thing to do for your community?
I do.
Okay, let's go ahead and let's go to vote. Ms. Wheaton, you're voting yes to proceed.
To change the charter.
To change the charter.
To revise the provision in the charter.
Yes.
That allows for expelling a council member without telling the community law. And to eliminate a period. That would just get it in the door to discuss it with the council. To eliminate.
Your vote is?
To eliminate the provision in the charter, allowing for dismissal of the.
Yes, that's your motion.
Yes.
Now your vote. Yes.
Okay. To do it.
Vote is yes. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Watts?
Nay.
Mr. Butch?
Nay.
Ms. Carter?
Nay.
And Ms. Otter?
Nay.
Motion failed. 1-4.
Thank you for your consideration.
Okay. Moving on with council comments, I'd like to make one and then I'll move on to the other members. Ms. Wheaton, in the email that you sent on May the 8th, you stated in that email, and I quote, in talking about to Ms. Carton, that since she brought up the mayor, and that is you speaking, I am sure he will support me in any way he may in order to facilitate this change. I know he wants to support the town and me any way he's able.
I agree, yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, fine, thank you. But in this email, it appears appears, and now it's public because you sent it to the press. It appears that you're speaking for me. You do not, may I finish, please?
Yes, sir.
You do not have permission nor the authority to speak for me in any shape or form. And you're not to speak for me unless your permission is granted by me. And in this case, it was surely not. And now that I've spoke this, I hope that we're on the same page and this will not happen again.
It certainly will not. And I certainly do not mean anything by it other than you will do what's best for our community and me as a council to work together.
Right, but that's speaking for me. And
I certainly
and
do not.
You're not authorized.
I apologize. I do not mean to do that.
Mr. Watts.
The only other thing I had, I didn't know if you would, you sent me an email that said that you would respond to my question at the meeting, if not before. And I was just curious about the vote. Sure.
It's going to take me just a second.
Sorry. Do you remember the question? Okay.
I was questioned about my voting record, especially the last two votes. I stand to be corrected on everything, but if I'm not mistaken, I went back to 2017 and there were 7 no votes. In 2018, there were 3 no votes. In 2019, there were 12 no votes, all of them mine. In 2020, so far, there were 10 no votes, they were mine. So in the past 3 years and 4 months, Mr. Watts, I believe, and I don't mean this all is up for discussion or research. You voted no 3 times. Ms. Ogden has not voted no. I mean, you voted no 3 times. She voted no 0. Mr. Bunch voted no once. Ms. Coffin voted no twice. And I voted no 23 times. And all I have to say is, if you need answers as to why I voted this way, I'd like to have Mr. Barry help me out later to form a response, if I may.
No.
Because I have nothing to say.
I'm not questioning your number of no votes. That one question was the only one. I couldn't understand why, when we're required to pay this by the state, and not doing so would carry penalties, I was just curious as to why you would vote no to it. That's the only thing. And that's all, that was my question.
Okay,
thank you.
While we're on that subject, I would like to know if you had any answers for my question.
The same way. Thank you.
Then you claim that you're here. So my next question, which was one of the questions I emailed you, is do you have some sort of thought process, some sort of decision filter that you're using when you're deciding how to vote for things? How do you say you're here for the best interest of the community, but some of the things that you vote no on are pretty cut and dried, clearly in the best interest of the community. So is there a way that you make decisions, or is there some other motive driving your decision making? So, when faced with a decision, how do you come up with? Is it just a gut reaction, or do you have like a filter? For example, when I make any decision regarding the town, I think about what is best for the town as a whole, and I think about what is best for the town employees, because I know if we're doing the best we can for the town employees, that they're going to do a good job for the town. So, for example, when I voted yes for the police department, I knew that was in the best interest of the police officers, and then by proxy, the whole town. And so that's the decision filter that I use. I don't think about one individual person or my personal agenda or anything like that. I think about what's best for the town. So is there some, do you have some sort of way of making decisions similar to that, or?
I have no comment.
The more Mr. Bunch would be.
No, no, no.
Okay. He's partner.
I would just like to give, I have just, it's not so much a topic, but more of what's going on along the lines of what Mr. Bunch said is, as counselors, not only do we have the responsibility and to think about and have to figure out what's going on right now and the issues that we're dealing with right now, but we have to have foresight. We have to think to the future. And so a lot of the things that happened this evening, we have to think about ramifications for the future. So, for example, Ms. Wheaton, the charter change, we have to think about what could potentially happen in the future. And so that sets a precedent. This has been in the charter for a reason, to protect the interests of the citizens of the town for any particular counselor that may get on this, in these council chambers, and abuse their responsibility and their authority for the future as well. So now, at any given time, anybody can change the charter. But the great thing about our laws is no one person can change it. It has to be almost unanimous to be able to change the charter. It has to be the majority. And so with that, there's a protection level that comes to that. So I just wanted you to know that when I'm making those kinds of dishes and decisions, I am thinking about these council seats that take place in the future and the future residents of this town. And as an active counselor, I have a responsibility for those future people that may sit on this council. And so I'm just trying to give you a little piece about the way that I think about it and the way that I see this, is that we could potentially have someone that is voted on by the people that could be potentially dangerous to the well-being of town business, town government, and the town itself, because the people may not see all aspects of a certain counselor that may sit on this seat. And so my responsibility as an active counselor now is to look to the future and do the best I can for the future. And that's, I just want to let you know that's where I'm coming from. It's not maybe so much this council, but it's future councils that go beyond me. If that makes any sense. That's just what I wanted to share.
Ms. Ogden? Ms. Carter, have you had any citizens come?
Yes, sir.
Okay, no citizens come. The anticipated for next month is just the routine public hearing is set for 2 months away, and we'll see how the planning commission plays out when they search on what you want to say. With that, I will take a motion to adjourn.
I will make that.
A motion for Mr. Bunch. I have a second, please. Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
Ms. Carlton?
Aye.
Ms. Bunch?
Aye.
Ms. Watts?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. So, did you stop recording?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What did we say? Sure.
She's getting all the recordings taken care of.
Still recording.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, we're good?
We're all good.
We're good? Okay.
Go up to look at the new Everest Canyon High School stadium. And look at the new football field. That was my bad.
Oh, what are they
Oh, man. Yeah, there's nothing in the state like.
Really?
Maybe